Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Lots of sport to talk about here, Des.
There sure is. What a weekend. The two Irish lads may be struggling at the US Open Golf, but as we head into day two, they are certainly not alone. Reporting is Greg Allen.
The USGA, who set up the US Open test and like to feel that it's the toughest but fairest in golf, must have been really happy with day one, as they could balance off the spectacle of big-name players struggling with a very healthy total of 10 players who broke par. So very fair it was, but even small mistakes were punished heavily, as Rory McIlroy found out after moving into a share of the lead early on with two early birdies. But then he dropped like a stone down the leaderboard on the back nine with six bogeys. So he signed for a 74 while playing alongside him was a severely out of sorts Shane Lowry, who shot a 79 and finished today second last in all of the field in the putting statistics, and that was the real problem for him. He did though have an eagle two on his 12th hole when he holed out from 160 yards from the fairway. The leader is 34-year-old Californian JJ Spawn. He had a 4 under par 66 and he leads the South African Tristan Lawrence by one shot, while Brooks Koepka, the twice former US Open champion in the last 8 years, but he's been out of form recently, is on 2 under par after a 68. And Koepka afterwards said it took a scolding from his 74-year-old English coach Pete Cowan this week to shake him into some kind of form.
Pete Cowan and Jeff Pierce were on me pretty good, and then Pete got into me again on Monday in the bunker for about 45 minutes, and I just sat there and he scolded me pretty well. It's been so far off, it's on opposite sides, but now it's starting to click.
Koepka will be out early in round two, while McIlroy and Lowry are out again together at 25 past six.
Thanks, Greg. In soccer news, Corkman Brian Barry Murphy is on the verge of becoming the new manager at Cardiff City. At home, Drogheda United head into a crucial Premier Division clash with St. Pat's tonight, having confirmed they will not be allowed to compete in the UEFA Conference League due to their owners also owning a Danish club, and Danish club take precedence, so they're taking the case to the Court of Arbitration. In tonight's other games, the leaders Shamrock Rovers go to Talca Park to play champions Shelburne. Cork City host Bohemians. Derry City entertained Galway. And it's one of the most exciting weekends of the season in the Football All-Ireland Championship. There's so much to play for. Paul Flynn joins us now. And Paul, maybe we'll take the four groups one by one.
Yeah, Group 1, probably the most finely balanced of all the groups, with all the four teams all equal on 2 points, which means everything is on the line here. The standout game is Donegal versus Mayo. Mayo, obviously, were very impressive against Tyrone, especially with a bit more injection of pace, and Paddy Durkin was outstanding, really driving them forward. But I just feel they need more than just that to get past this Donegal team. Donegal haven't been quite at the Ulster Championship heights, but I still think they have too much firepower for Mayo, too much presence around midfield, and I think they'll come out on top in that game. And in the other game then, I suspect Tyrone will probably bounce back and beat Cavan, similar to the Championship game they already played in Ulster this year, and that'll mean that then that Tyrone topped the group.
Okay, on to Group 2.
On to Group 2, yeah, Kerry have been safely through, and they look comfortable, but they haven't topped the group yet, so they have a stiff test tomorrow against Meath. Meath have been doing well, they've had a draw and a win in their group stages so far. So, look, I think Kerry will have too much again for Meath here, and their aim would be to blow them away early in the game, and a real blitz in the first half, what we've been seeing from Kerry, could just be enough to hold Meath at bay. Probably the more interesting battle here is Cork versus Roscommon for the last qualifying spot. Both teams have underperformed this season, bar Cork's performance against Kerry earlier on, and they just haven't been great. But a draw is enough here for Roscommon, and I think it could be that result that gets them over the line.
On to Group 3.
On to Group 3, this is very interesting, and the game between Monaghan and Down is probably one of the headline games of the weekend. Both sides are playing really, really great attacking football, scoring freely. Monaghan's season under Gabriel Brannigan has been superb. Their league win was a real platform for that, but Sunday I think could be their defining moment, and if they get the win, I see them as a real threat to anyone in the quarterfinal. Down won't make it easy. They have a running game, they have a spread of scores, and have been excellent, but I just fancy Monaghan to shade this one in a fascinating encounter. And then other game there is obviously the Leinster champs. Loud should build on that positive second half they put in against Down, and have a little bit too much for Clare to grab the third spot.
And then Group 4, the group of death.
The group of death, as they call it, yeah. First, we've obviously got Dublin Derry in Newry, which is a cracker. Derry have been a different team in this group stage. High energy, high press, you know, hard work out of possession. That Galway performance showed just how dangerous they can be when they click. And on the other hand, Dublin, you know, they'll need a response from the poor showing against Armagh, especially in front of the posts. Like, they matched Armagh really well in that game. It was a bizarre game to watch, but they'll need to be more efficient in front of goal, and hopefully the return of Conor Callaghan, as expected, will be a huge addition to Dublin there. He's such a leader for them. But it's not all about individuals. Dublin will need the full package to click, and if they click, they can beat Derry, and if they don't, Derry can absolutely sucker punch them here. And finally then, Armagh versus Galway. It's kind of a weird one because Armagh are through on top, and Galway need to win to get through. But I just feel like with the squad depth that Armagh have and the attitude that Kieran McGeaney has, I don't think that you're going to see Armagh take the foot off the gas too much. You're obviously going to have Rian O'Neill start and want to get game time into him, and the likes of Soupy Campbell and these guys who've been showing so well off the bench will want to take their opportunity. Galway have been underwhelming in their two games in the group, but they showed real character to keep themselves in it against Derry, and this is the moment now that they need to kick into gear and show not just character but quality to get over the line against Armagh, and I think they might just have enough to do that.
All right, thanks for that, Paul Flynn. We have all of the games live on Saturday Sport and Sunday Sport over the weekend. Now to rugby and the big showpiece this weekend as Croke Park hosts the URC final between Leinster and South African side the Bulls. Their head coach, Jack White, explained why, very unusually, supporters of all the other South African teams are getting behind the Bulls for the URC final.
I've been around a long, long time. They didn't buy into Super Rugby when we joined it either. They didn't understand it. You know, they didn't know who the guys from Waikato were, and they didn't know the guys from Otago. And then as time went on, they got a better feel for how Super Rugby worked. And URC, I mean, they still, I would be honest and say, they're still not sure about how it all fits in, because then we play Saracens, and then they say, is it a URC game? And then they say, now you're playing Northampton, is that a... But I think over time they've now realised that it's actually a phenomenal tournament, and you're seeing the best players in the world. I mean, it's no different to what happened when Super Rugby started to take off. They realised you can see Christian Cullen playing for the Island, I mean, for the Hurricanes, and you can see Jonah Lomu playing for Auckland. And I mean, let's be fair, we're playing Ireland tomorrow. You know, just happened to have a different coloured jersey on Saturday, but we're playing Ireland. And that's probably why South Africa have also tuned in, because they know these players as Irish internationals. And I've got some, you know, messages back home. It's people are supporting the Bulls. You know, people in Cape Town are supporting the Bulls. You know, people in Durban are supporting the Bulls. You know, and that's like, think about it. That's like Munster supporting Leinster tomorrow to play the Bulls. That won't happen. Okay.
No, it won't happen. That's Jake White. That match, 5 o'clock in Croke Park, live again on Saturday Sport. In athletics, Rashida Ekeleki, fourth in the 400 metres at the Oslo Diamond League, her time 50.42. Mark English ran the second fastest time of his career in the 800 metres. In hockey, the Irish men's team lost 6-2 to world number one side the Netherlands. Ben Nelson got both goals. And racing this evening at Cork and Ferry House.
Tess, thank you.